That's right. Each week I'm joined by our regular correspondent, Professor Ed Blakely, to talk to us about what's going on in the land of the free and the home of the brave, our big brother nation, the United States of America. And it hasn't been an easy road for the US since January earlier this year with the inauguration of the new president, Donald Trump. You have to admit, unlike most politicians, what you see is what you get with Trump. He's even maintained the same Twitter account, but it's led to a slew of controversies which border on the surreal and seem to fall just short of impeachable material. Ed joins me on the line to discuss the latest. Ed, good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad you're playing some African music in honor of the Irish, as the president has shown us. There's a root line between the Africans and the Irish that none of us know about.
That's fantastic. That's a really interesting connection that that Trump has made. Some other interesting things going on with Donald Trump this week. Let's start with Trump's tax return from 2005, released on MSNBC, prompted a bit of an angry reaction from the White House. Is there anything worth talking about here?
Well, of course, I think most people expected a tax return that looked like that because he said he didn't pay any taxes, and he's quite proud of it. He wasn't paying any more than anyone else or any less than anyone else. But that's irresponsible, isn't it? Given he's a person who's championing the little guy and wants to find jobs and things like this, and little guys are being taxed too harshly, etc. So he's got himself in a funny position. I don't think it's possible for the President of the United States not to expose his tax returns. And, of course, his last tax return would be the one before he became president. So he's really in a tough spot.
Now, some really extraordinary news. Trump's first executive order, as we well know, it was blocking immigration from a number of Muslim-majority countries and was, to put it lightly, an absolute travesty, really, for just strictly organizational reasons, if nothing else. There was no consultation, no advice passed on to the relevant agencies, leaving them sort of floundering for answers of what they should be doing. And it was very quickly blocked in court. Now, Trump has come back with a second order, and it, too, has been blocked by a Hawaiian court. What's going on? What's the latest?
Well, the interesting thing about that is Trump's caught by his own rhetoric in this case, because the opponents have gone back to what he said about Muslims, and that anything he said about Muslims is being carried out in this executive order. So his preceding speech, as it's called by the lawyers, is indicative of an intent to do something in violation of the Constitution. This is instantly null and void, that executive order. This is the second time. If he tries to go to the Supreme Court, he will lose, because a 4-4 vote means the lower court is reinforced, whatever the judgment of the lower court is, reinforced. Mm-hmm. So he can't go to the Supreme Court. What does he do? And I don't think the conservative justices on the Supreme Court would uphold him anyway. It might be an 8-0 for all we know. He can't really afford that. And Sessions can't afford to say anything at this point, his attorney general. So I think this may go away quietly.
Absolutely extraordinary stuff. Some more extraordinary stuff. White House has backtracked on claims Trump was wiretapped by President Barack Obama during the campaign. Now, Press Secretary Sean Spicer has claimed when Trump said wiretapping, he didn't mean wiretapping in that now infamous presidential tweet. And now there are admissions it wasn't based on intelligence Trump has access to, but media reports, strictly just media reports. I mean, this is surreal. This is sort of beyond a joke at this point. How long can this circus go on?
I think the circus is over. You can't just lie or put lie upon lie. And these lies are catching up with him. And the people who caught up with him this time were the U.S. Congress, the Senate. This is bad news for Trump. And the Senate will not be buffaloed or bullied. These guys have long terms, long memories, and many of them, including Sessions, who is a senator, uphold the rules of the Senate. So I think he's in trouble because the same Senate committee is investigating the other Russian connections.
Well, speaking of the Russia connections, the tax returns, the wiretapping, some people are saying this is all just a smokescreen, a distraction from the ongoing Trump-Russia scandal. So what's the latest there?
Well, we all have heard about this Yahoo scam where they brought down the entire Yahoo account system. And this was done by a Russian front organization traced back to the actual Russian a spy agency. Now, if that agency did an experiment on the Yahoo accounts, it'd be very easy to see them using the same system to break into anything, Trump's and Hillary Clinton, etc., and then altering material within that system so that it could damage either one of the candidates or favor the candidates. I suspect, and Comey's before the Congress now, I suspect what's going to come out is there's more than smoke here. There's actual fire. And the last thing they want is Flint to be before a congressional committee. Because if he testifies at all, he will implicate Trump probably directly. And that's the end. I suspect what we'll hear is the Fifth Amendment from him. He will refuse to testify. And, of course, by refusing to testify, he has testified, hasn't he? Mm-hmm. By not admitting any guilt, not admitting he incriminated himself, he's saying he's doing this because he's actually guilty.
So are we predicting President Pence by the end of the year? I mean, how many balls can Trump keep juggling before it all comes down?
Well, I think, what was it, 3 or 4 weeks ago, I said we already had President Pence.
Yeah.
There's no indication that Donald Trump is running anything in the White House. None at all. None of the departments are reporting to him. There is no indication that the machinery of government, he has his hands on. He actually doesn't even know the names of some of his secretaries and deputy secretaries. Appointments are not going through. And they're not going through him. Pence is the go-to person from the Congress because he was a congressman. He doesn't know the members of Congress. He has not met with anyone in Congress. I think the President of the United States is afraid to meet with the Senate because the Senate will skewer him.
Absolutely amazing stuff. Ed, we live in interesting times. I think we've said that a couple of weeks. Very much appreciate your time.
So what is it? I said by the end of the year, I might make it mid-year.
It is looking that way. It is things moving incredibly, incredibly fast. Ed, mate, thank you. You have a very good day, eh?